This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 22nd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As night falls across Israel, temperatures are comfortably mild. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoy a calm evening, while Haifa feels a gentle breeze. Perfect for a quiet night in or a peaceful walk outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist linked to both the rebuilding of Gaza's tunnel network and the October 7th massacre, reports JNS. Also, the IDF reports Hamas has sent children to fly kites into Israel, reviving fears at the Gaza border, says Ynet from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports concern among Gaza envelope residents about kites potentially being replaced with drones equipped with optical fibers. Separately, Israel carried out another strike in Syria today, while tensions continue at Ben-Gurion Airport, and Turkey takes legal action against Netanyahu, according to Mariv. And finally, the UK has threatened sanctions over Israel's E1 settler home expansion, reports Forward in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago. He criticized the justification of kite terrorism as mere protest, recalling past violence and warning of potential escalation. Eve Barlow, a journalist, wrote recently voicing her frustration against anti-Semitic sentiments. Nadav Ayal, a prominent Israeli journalist, commented earlier on the disappointing transition of power from Netanyahu to Bennett, comparing it unfavorably to American standards. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent operation. According to JNS, the IDF targeted a key member of Hamas involved in both current tunnel developments and past attacks. This operation highlights ongoing security challenges facing Israel. The move aims to deter further threats to Israeli safety. Turning to the situation at the Gaza border, Ynet reports that kites launched by children are causing renewed anxiety. Although lacking explosives, these incidents serve as psychological tactics. The IDF remains vigilant, aware of potential shifts in these border provocations. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom has raised concerns about the potential for drones to replace kites. Residents fear this could mark a significant escalation in border tensions. This development could impact Israel's security approach in the area. In related news, Mariv details Israel's continued military actions in Syria today. This follows recent upheaval at Ben-Gurion Airport due to strikes. Additionally, Turkey is escalating legal measures against Netanyahu, complicating diplomatic relations. Lastly, Forward reports on the UK's threat to impose sanctions over settlement expansion in the West Bank. This diplomatic friction underscores the international scrutiny of Israel's settlement policies. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that after Spirit Airlines' collapse, Google purchased its employee database for $10 million. This acquisition highlights tech giants' ongoing interest in data resources. Separately, Shmuel Harlap, a key figure in Israel's automotive and tech sectors, has passed away at 82, as reported by Key Tech. His contributions span business innovation and philanthropy. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Mizrahi Tefahot Bank saw a surge in credit, though profits remain steady. This reflects ongoing dynamics in Israel's financial markets. Yielding. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.